Allison Bono. She is the Regional Director of Communications for the American Red Cross here in Mid-Michigan. Good morning, Allison. How are you?
Good. Fine. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for joining us once again this morning. We had Allison on yesterday to talk about how the Red Cross has been helping the victims of Tropical Storm Debbie down in Florida, as well as the wildfire victims out in Colorado. But we're bringing her on again this morning to talk about all the power outages that have been taking place, you know, not just here in Michigan, but across the Midwest. More than 1,100 Red Cross disaster workers are spread out over 13 states, helping people forced from their homes by power outages and high temperatures in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, to go along with the wildfires in the West and the flooding from Tropical Storm Debbie. Now, Allison, as for Michigan and the Midwest, what is the Red Cross doing to help people who don't have electricity right now?
Right now we have 8 cooling centers open in the local area, St. John's, DeWitt. We have also Maple Rapids today is trying to open their own cooling station and has requested Red Cross assistance. So we'll be helping them out. We have originally said we probably would be only open today for cooling stations, but the weather doesn't look much better for tomorrow, so we might reassess that too and stay open. But, you know, there's so many different possibilities for cooling off. Myers is graciously open. You know, you can wander around Myers, cool off, and both malls, Lansing and Meridian Mall, are open as a cooling station too. So we're not helping in those areas, but still, it's a great way to cool off.
Okay, so just long story short, if you're out of power, go somewhere that has air conditioning, a public place.
Right, but we are worried about people that don't have the ability to go someplace else, you know, specifically senior citizens. So we're asking everybody, check on your neighbors, make sure they're okay, you know, and maybe they just need a ride somewhere to cool off for a while.
Now, storms and power outages have caused the cancellation of dozens of Red Cross blood collections. I think this is something that people may overlook a little bit. You know, this is a blood supply that was already at emergency levels. This is kind of a double whammy, if you will, for the Red Cross. And you guys need blood donations badly, don't you?
We do. We really do, because everywhere that there's been power outages or storms, we've had to cancel blood drives. And but you can always come to our Saginaw facility, the Great Lakes Blood Region, and you can donate blood there. So we need it desperately. Summer is always a bad time for blood donations, so this is the time to roll up your sleeves.
Now, who exactly, for anyone who may be interested in donating blood, you know, talk about who's eligible to donate, just in terms of age, you know, weight, size, who can donate?
Okay, you have to be at least 17 years old. You can be 16 and have your parents' consent to donate blood. But if you go to our website, redcross.org, and there's a tab that says Give Blood, it goes through everything that you need to be eligible to give blood, and they'll assess it and tell you right away if you're eligible.
We're talking with Allison Bono, the Regional Director of Communications for the American Red Cross of Mid-Michigan, here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Some more power outage safety tips, Allison. Talk about appliances and equipment in the home when it comes to, you know, refrigerators, generators at the home. What are some tips that people need to know in regards to those appliances?
Well, you need to know that your refrigerator, if you've been without power now, this is the second day that most of the food will just be lukewarm by now. So either you should have had coolers available with some ice and put the food in there. You have to be very careful about now anything that you eat from the refrigerator, because it'll be compromised. And as far as generators, you have to follow the directions and make sure that you don't plug anything into the wall socket instead of the generator socket, because it'll cause electrical damage to your home. Also, you can always just be prepared and have a kit available. Make yourself a little kit that's got water and pet food and the things that you might need to get through the next couple of days, and stock up on ice. So we're just saying, and the other thing is, be careful that your computer, things like that, have been unplugged, because when the power comes back on, you may have a power surge and you don't want any of your appliances to be ruined.
Now, I want to get back to the blood supply here for just a moment, a little bit off topic, but you mentioned in the latest press release that you sent out that with the blood supply at emergency levels, the blood donations for the month of June were down 50,000 fewer than expected. Any idea why that is?
Well, we always have trouble when all the college students go home. We have tremendous blood drives on the college campuses, and when they go home, then the blood supply drops. But we also experienced some, you know, labor troubles earlier in the year, and that didn't help the blood supply either.
All right, and for people to get more information on how to help the Red Cross, you know, whether it be through blood donations or helping those who are without power, where do they need to go?
Just go to redcross.org, our website, and you can it'll tell you how to donate in different ways. And you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and that will also tell you how to donate and how to give blood.
All right, now I understand as well that there is a Red Cross shelter phone app.
There is. You can. It's free. Just go to your app store and put in Red Cross, and it will bring up an app that shows you where shelters are open around the United States. And you can definitely see where Florida and the wildfires out west, and there's just little flags all over. So that's for shelters that are sheltering overnight. You won't see the cooling stations on there.
Well, that's a very good source to have right there.
But we also just launched a new app, a first aid app. So if you go to the App Store, look for first aid and then Red Cross, and it comes up, and it's a great tool on how for burns, for people that have heat stroke, any of that. It gives you step-by-step instructions, even a little video of what to do, and then when you answer the questions and it seems to be serious, then you just hit a button and it dials 911 for you.
Interesting.
So it's a great free app.
Interesting stuff there for sure. You definitely want to check that out if you are a cell phone user. Allison Bono, Regional Director of Communications for the American Red Cross here in Mid-Michigan. Allison, thanks so much for your time once again today, and enjoy the day.
Okay, stay cool.